Let's return now to our series, The Hidden World of Girls, Girls and the Women They Become. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, take us to the foothills of the Dublin Mountains and into the secret life of traveler girls, the gypsies of Ireland.
My name is Helen Connors. I live in Hazel Hill, Dublin 24. I come from a traveling family. Travelers got their name because they were so fond of traveling around the world in a caravan. They'd have their wagons and their horses. You'd see them along the roadside. You could be in Dublin today, you could be in Cork tomorrow. That's how travellers got their name. We call you settled people.
I sing a tune to the cows in the meadow, and I whistle as I walk through the rain and the snow. And my shoulders hurt from carrying this load. I want to see the fire glow.
Travelling girls don't really mix much with settled girls. The ways of living, caravans, side of roads, kind of a come and go thing. My name is Shirley Motton, 23 years of age, 3 children. My family is a travelling family.
But with my travelling clan, I'm happy as a bean in a can with my travelling clan. I'm happy as chapati in a pan.
There are many similarities between traveller and Romani Gypsy culture, but travellers are historically nomadic indigenous Irish minority. My name is Mary Burke. I'm an associate professor at the University of Connecticut in Irish literature. For many generations, travellers provided services to an Ireland that was predominantly agricultural, seasonal farm labour, tinsmithing, horse trading. Romanies introduced travellers to wagons. The wagons then were overtaken by caravans, and caravans were overtaken by mobile homes. But the vast majority of travellers today live in houses at certain times of the year. But that doesn't mean that prejudice or identity disappear.
I was bullied an awful lot in school. You were a knacker, or you were a pikey, that's all you'd hear like every day. You'd be in trouble fighting, trying to take up for yourself. I didn't learn a lot in school. If I said to the teacher, well, I can't do that, can I have some help? I had one teacher that said to me, why would you want to know how to read and write? A traveller won't do nothing with their life. You're going to go off and get married young and have loads of children. So I was just put down to the end of the class and everyone else was up on top.
School is set up, the whole society is set up for kids who live in a house all year long. So for kids who moved around as traveller kids used to do. That led to a cultural attitude in Ireland that traveller kids weren't interested in learning, couldn't learn. And that carries over into today.
In most travelling families, it's very, very strict with girls. Some mothers and fathers is too strict, where they wouldn't be allowed to go anywhere. You know, and that wasn't done the right way, to be kind of be punishment. So this is why most travelling girls does get married young, because they want to get away from that. Travelling girls, most of them today, would be like 16, 17 and 18, which will want marriage.
You have 3 stages in life. You have your communion, confirmation, and then you get married. In travelling girls, your wedding day is your dream. Everything has to be big. You have to have a big wedding dress, big crown, big cars, big horse and carriage.
I'm here at the Cahamia Horse Fair. I've been coming here for the past 20 years.
The horse fair, the travellers come from all over the country and they buy and sell horses.
You'd have to be here to witness it, to see the style, the fashion of the travelling women, yeah. Give it a couple of more hours and they'll start parading. My name is Terence McGough from Killarney. They're flashing their style to future husbands.
The horse fair. It was a meeting point for families who were on the road a lot of the year. Everybody came to this one location, socialised, drank, sang, made matches, arranged weddings.
My name is Vivi McDonald, I come from Monaghan.
I'm 14.
This is my cousin Pearl, and she's wearing a shotgun orange skirt, a shotgun orange top.
And my cousin Vivian's wearing a white jean skirt with a white belly top, black gladiator shoes. She's got her belly button down.
The girls travel in a pack, promenading. Look very glamorous, lots of makeup and heels and long hair.
My name is Terry McCarthy. I got married a month ago. When I was 13, I met my husband at a festival. And the minute I met him, I knew I was in love. I got engaged when I was 15. I had a big do for that. I got married 16. I had a lovely, big, huge white dress.
Whatever you want on your wedding day, you have to get. When I got married, I got to design my own dream dress. I had a 50-foot train. It was all diamonds and lace. Travellers too, you have a mini bride. That's a girl you just dress up just like yourself for the day. Your mini bride has to look like you.
This is a satin dress and it has sequins on the bottom of the train.
My name is Tracy Hughes. I'm in the sewing business 26 years.
The travelling community, they come over now to us to get their outfits made.
They're unbelievable for glam and for bling for these weddings.
My name is Jennifer Hughes. I do a lot of clothes for travellers.
This is a white miniskirt. I used Elvis as inspiration, his white Lycra suit, the flared one, that he wears to his last concert.
There is a lot of money involved in traveller weddings, both in terms of substantial dowry payments and putting on a good show. Rosaline McDonough, a contemporary traveller activist who writes on traveller themes, sees this wonderful ostentation that's often on show at traveller weddings as a kind of defiant traveller aesthetic. As women age in traveller culture, they gain power. They often outlive the men. They can become matriarchs within the culture, particularly if they have a large family. This prestige attached to being the mother of many.
The travellers, when I was a kid, they used to come round our houses making pots and pans and doing odd jobs. And in return for that, they might get milk and bread and potatoes. People will not tolerate travellers living on the side of the roads now. It's dangerous for themselves. I'm Paul Connolly, the caretaker at Hazel Hill halting site. The country's trying to set up halting sites and get them settled, get them to live in them.
It's changed a lot now for travellers. They wasn't heard years ago, but now they are. My mother and father had 17 children, 9 boys and 8 girls. Myself, I left school when I was 11. But then I started a training course where I learned how to read and write. And then I done a childcare course. I passed all my exams. Now I can read and write what I never learnt in school. I can learn to myself.
The Hidden World of Girls was produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. And you can call and tell us your story at this number, 202-408-9576. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Funding for The Hidden World of Girls is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts.